Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
You might know of the original sin. You might know how to play with fire. But did you know of the murder committed in the name of love? Yeah, you thought we'd have been dead. Dream on, white boy, white boy. Dream on, black girl, black girl. Then wake up to a brand day, to find your dreams are washed away. There was a time when I did not care, and there was a time when the facts is there. There is a dream, and it's held by many. Well, I'm sure you have to see its open arms. Dream on, white boy, dream on, black girl, black girl. And wake up to a brand new day. Dream on, white girl, white girl. Wake up to a brand new day. To find new dreams have washed away. Dream on, black boy, black boy. Dream on, white girl, white girl. And wake up to a brand new day. To find new dreams have washed away. Ha ha ha!
you know, I'd buy a big house where we both could live, oh, live. If I were a sculptor, and then again, no old man sitting making potions, even to travel and show.
Iiwan is none.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito na naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay 19 ng Agosto, mahigit na sa kalahati. And before we know it, tapos na naman ang Agosto, September na naman, at malapit na ang Pasko. Marami po kaming inihanda para sa inyo ngayong hapon, kaya't subaybayan niyo po kami mula ngayon hanggang mamaya, alas 5:20, at sana po madulutan namin kayo ng kaunting kasiyahan. Tatlo po kaming magaganda dito plus isa pang magandang dilag na bisita namin ngayong hapon. Kumusta na Ate Jo?
Mabuti naman, Tita Birds. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat, mga giliw naming tagasbaybay ng Samut Sari. Ito po si Ate John na nagaanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Siyempre naman, tama yung sinabi mo, Tita Birds. Magaganda. Kumusta naman ay Trini?
Ahoy, ako naman is mabuting-mabuti po ako, Ate Jo. Thank you so much. And of course, Tita Birds, kamusta? Ako si Manang Trini, sabi nga ni Ate Jo, maayong hapon kaninyong tanan og daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Of course, if you want to call us here in the studio, our number is 815-8100. Ayan, marami po kaming inihanda sa inyo. However, diretso na tayo sa local news natin, Tita Verge.
Oo, please.
Kasi medyo kakapusin tayo again. Okay, ayan. Ang local news po natin is hatid sa atin ng ating tagapagtaguyod, Planet Earth Travel. New Zealand house prices up 6.2%, Auckland down 0.1%. House prices increased in every region last month with the one exception of Auckland, new figures reveal. National house prices rose 6.2% in the July year, but Auckland prices are continuing to fall slightly down 0.1% in the same period. The Real Estate Institute has just released data showing that excluding Auckland, national house prices rose 8.6% in the July year from $419,000 to $455,000. In Auckland, prices fell by $1,000 from a median of $836,000 a year ago to $835,000 last month. Four regions had record high prices in July. Northland 5.7%, Taranaki 15.4%, Nelson 15.2%, and Marlborough 13.4%, the second record month in a row. Bindi Norwell, REINZ chief executive, said the shortage of properties for sale was continuing to push prices up in all regions except for Auckland. With July producing another four regions with record median prices, we desperately need to increase the supply of new houses, be that through Kiwi Build or from private developers and builders in order to fill the significant shortage of the properties around the country. That's Norwell said. Oakland continues on its steady trajectory with only minor changes in median price each month. Oakland North Shore cities saw median price decreases of 1.6% and 1.3% respectively to $892,000 and $985,000. However, Waitakere City saw a median increase of 4.6% to $774,000, highlighting the popularity of this more affordable part of Oakland, she said. And that is our local news. So that's good to know because I'm from Waitak.
I am not happy.
You're down, Tita Verge.
How many percent?
North Shore is 1.6.
1.6.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, ang ating pong local news ay atid ng ating tagapagtaguyod. Marami silang specials ngayon.
Yes, marami. So, we've got new specials.
Basahin natin yung una.
Yes.
O, pangalawa pala.
Oh, do you want me to read the new one?
Hindi.
Ikaw na.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Pareho din sila, di ba?
Parehong special.
Okay. Ito po ang special ng Planet Travel. Special number one na. Cathay Pacific Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, or Davao Return from NZD$999. Cheap airfare from Oakland to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, or Davao, Philippines. Sales end on the 6th of September 2018. Departures from the 12th of August to the 7th of December 2018. 15th of January to the 31st of January 2019. And 11th of February to the 31st of March 2019. Dragon Air to Davao services commence from October 28, 2018. Routing Oakland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, or Davao, and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes, minimal travel agent booking and service fees. Pricing is subject to availability, particularly during school holidays periods. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage, and 7 kg hand carry. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation, a change fee of NZD$200 applies for changes made before or after departure, cancellation and refund. A cancellation fee of NZD$500 applies prior to departure. No refund value after departure. No show and no show fee of NZD500 applies. Stopovers are permitted in one direction only. Hong Kong taxes to be collected. Child and infant fare accompany child 2 to 11 years as 75% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Infant without a seat under 2 years is 10% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Travel not permitted on both directions during Chinese New Year, 01 to 10 February 2019. Book now through Planet Travel online booking or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call them on 0800-111-1131 during business hours Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Ito naman po ay from our flag carrier Philippine Airlines low season fare from Wellington or Christchurch to Manila includes domestic fares to and from Oakland departing Wellington or Christchurch. Experience the direct flight on Philippine Airlines Tri-Class A330-300 from Oakland. That must be a special type of aircraft, huh? I don't know. Right, flying 3 times weekly, Monday, Thursday, Friday from Oakland until 30th of September 2018, then back to Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. 3 times a week pa rin. Ang sale period po nito will end on the 30th of November. However, you can depart from Oakland until the 30th of November din. So ayan, routing po nito is Wellington or Christchurch to Oakland, then from Oakland direct to Manila and vice versa. Via Oakland to Manila return from $1,025, including na po ito ng domestic flight on Jetstar. Yeah, which means Oakland to Christchurch, Oakland to Wellington. Economy return ticket valid for maximum stay of 3 months, inclusive na po ito sa fuel surcharges, applicable airport departure taxes as well. Inclusive na rin po ito ng travel agent fee, and ticketing fee, sorry, includes 25 kilos check-in baggage, 7 kilos hand carry, meals and entertainment. Seats are strictly subject to availability. Limited seats lang po ito, so you have to book now. Ticketing po nito is within 24 hours of booking. Non-refundable po ito at any time, so dapat siguradong-sigurado po kayo. Change fee, meron, you can change your dates or your departure dates. Kaya lang po, may 300 New Zealand dollars fee po yan. Plus the fare difference applies. May no-show fee din po ito ng 200 New Zealand dollars applicable. All bookings not cancelled within 48, prior to 48 hours to departure. Ayan po, book na po kayo through online booking ng Planet Travel on their website or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz. Or again, it's 0800 11 11 31, their customer care, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Ayan ang mga specials ni Tita Edith.
At tayo po dadako na sa ating buhay Pinoy sa New Zealand.
Yes.
Na ipangako po namin sa inyo na meron tayong bisita ngayong hapong ito at talaga pong totoo. Nandito't kaharap namin ang ating espesyal na bisita at ang ating pong pag-uusapan ngayong hapong ito ay tungkol sa immigration. Kasi magkakaroon po ng special talk ang Immigration Minister and MP for Palmerston North na si Ian Liz Galloway together with the Minister of Member of Parliament for Newlyn, Deborah Russell.
Yes.
Magandang hapon, Monina. Ikaw ang napili naming mag-guest ngayon dahil well-versed ka sa subject na ito.
magandang hapon po, Tita Virgie. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat.
At syempre pa, ang public meeting pong ito ay gaganapin sa coming Tuesday, 7 p.m. po yan, August 21 sa Newlyn Friendship Club. Free for all po ito, so you are all invited. Come and join us. You can ask questions to be answered by the Minister of Immigration,
yes.
Ian Liz Galloway,
yes,
or MP Deborah Russell.
Yeah, no better way than to hear it from the horse's mouth, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yung mga kasagutan nyo tungkol immigration.
Mm-hmm. Katanungan at kasagutan.
Kasagutan, katanungan, yes.
yeah, that's true. We're actually gathering questions mm-hmm. as well para mm-hmm. dun sa mga medyo nahihiya na pumunta doon. Alam nyo naman, mm-hmm. minsan may mga kababayan tayo na medyo nahihiya magtanong.
Hindi magsalita sa ano harap ng mm-hmm. ano.
Baka natatakot.
Yes.
So we can actually speak for them as well. So
mm-hmm.
if
nice.
They do have questions, they can mm-hmm. send us a private message so that we can read it to the minister mm-hmm.
okay.
on the day.
How can they send it to you?
Syempre, social media.
Social media, yes. Okay, so you ba directly or saan?
Pwede kay Tita Virgie.
Kay Tita Virgie. Okay, cool.
Diretso na kay Monina.
Yes.
Kasi siya ang sasagot niyan.
Or kay Kuya Romy Udanga.
Oh, yes. Kay Romy mm-hmm. din. Ayun. Yes.
Pakibigay mo nga please ang email. Email ba?
Email or text na lang?
O text na lang.
Yeah, so kung balak nyo pong i-text ako, Monina Hernandez po, yung number ko po is 022-353-2612. Para dun po sa mga may Facebook account, you can connect with me actually kasi marami naman akong friends sa Facebook. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So they can actually go straight to, you know, the messenger and ask me mm-hmm. questions mm-hmm. para I can either answer that or probably ask the minister about their mm-hmm. questions as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So is that Monina Hernandez sa Facebook?
Sa Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Di katulad ko. Daming pangalan.
Ako rin apat ang pangalan ko kay Ma'am. Kailangan palitan na.
Palitan na, yes. Ayan po, sige po. Marami po tayong, ano yan, importante po itong public meeting na to. We can all benefit from it. Definitely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hindi lang po ito sa labor, hindi lang din para ito sa national,
para
sa lahat
ito. Sa lahat ng mamamayan ng New Zealand. If you have questions about immigration, hindi lang po ito sa Pilipino pati. Everybody who's got questions about immigration, but mostly tayo, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ayan, so, anong mga, shall we cite an example or something like that, or wag na?
Ang isa ditong makaka-benefit definitely ay ang migrants, especially yung mga student or work visa and residents and even citizens asking about different ways where they can invite their loved ones to New Zealand.
Oh, yan.
Isa yan.
Mm.
Kasi yung mga iba, akala siguro kadali-dali. Pagdating ng andyan na nag-a-apply na, hindi nila alam kung anong gagawin nila at kung anong requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And pag na-reject sila, sumasama ang loob. Eh, paano? If you forward your application to the NZIS in Manila, kung hindi kumpleto ang requirements, natural.
Babalik.
Yep. Nabanggit niyo po yan, no? I was reading one of the articles na, actually it's a blog, I think, ng Statistics New Zealand about migrants coming here, specifically Filipinos. And they were saying that a lot of the rejected applications, ang dahilan po nun is yung documents that they've submitted. Yeah. Apart from being incomplete, apparently yung mga funds, yung of course they have to show that the immigration that they're actually capable of staying here, and they have to have sufficient funds. Mm-hmm. And some of them actually do not submit enough documents para ma-support yung kanilang application finance-wise. So, yeah, so apparently majority of those rejected has something to do with funding.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if they are going to reapply, so na-reject na siya, apply sila ulit, is that another fee?
Oo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Application.
Every time you apply, it's another fee.
Mm-hmm.
But meron ding mga kababayan natin siguro na hindi na naiintindihan that if they have sponsors from New Zealand, halimbawa relative, who will help out, especially on accommodation, malaking bagay yun. Malaking tulong yun. Kasi me, for example, if I invite a relative of mine or a friend, pag sinabi kong ako ang sponsor, I will have to fill up an NZIS form, NZ1025, I think it is, and ilalagay ko doon na ako ang nag-sponsor and sagot ko ang accommodation. Ang supporting documents ko noon na ako yung may-ari ng bahay or mayroon akong tenancy agreement that I have a right to that house. Siyempre, pag may tenancy agreement ako, pwede ako magpatira ng
tao,
kaibigan ko, or kamag-anak ko.
Yeah.
Yun. And tinatanong din kung yung sagot mo ang, napaka-importante nito, kung sagot mo ang subsistence ng bisita mo sa loob ng kung ilang buwan mong kinumbida. Isang buwan, dalawang buwan.
Yeah.
Na dapat at least meron kang $400 a month yata. Per bisita.
Per
head. Kung 2 months mo kinumbida at dalawang kinumbida mo, ibig sabihin, 400, that's 800 times 2, 1600, dapat talagang may pera ka sa banko. At ipapakita mo talaga yun. Magsasubmit ka ng statement of bank account mo. Mo. Or, patatakan mo sa banko yung form ng NZ1025 na sponsorship, yun, definitely ma-approve yun. Ang isa pa pala ay kung isa sa pinakang importanteng question dun is kung sasagutin mo ang repatriation, ibig sabihin, pumunta man sila dito na may pamasahe at ikaw naman ang sumagot ng accommodation and pagkain or pagkabuhay dito, halimbawa nagkasakit or whatever, mayroon pa palang isa doon na kung sasagutin mo ba yung ano, yung kanilang medical dito. Kasi yun ang problema, yung minsan dumating dito, pag siguro pag alis sa Pilipinas, walang sakit. Pagdating dito, nagkaroon ng sakit. Ay paano yun? Sino sasagot noon? Natural yung sponsor. Kaya mahirap ding basta ka mag-sponsor na hindi mo naintindihan.
Yeah.
And then, kung gumawa ng hindi tama, halimbawa, nagtago or hindi naman siguro nagtago. Basta kung halimbawa man napasubo ng sa hindi tama, edi may tinatawag tayong repatriation or pauuwiin.
Sagot mo yan.
Sagot mo yung pamasahid yan. Kung halimbawa, kasi at lalo na nga kung medyo nagtago na, hanapin mo, ipipresenta mo. Ayun yun.
Kasi it's your responsibility.
Lahat.
But napakadali po kung tutusin. Kasi kung talagang genuine tourist, edi ang a-applyan mo yung talagang entry visa as a tourist. Dahil hindi ka naman pwede mag-apply na permanent resident.
Yeah, but being a tourist, on a tourist visa, meron kang certain amount, X amount of money na ipapakita o na i-show mo, di ba?
Yes, yeah. Kaya funds talaga yung tinitingnan nila palagi.
That's right.
That's correct. Yeah. Kahit pa man may sponsor actually, kahit may sponsor ka dito, you still have to prove it.
That's
that
right.
You have enough money in the Philippines and you're going back to your work.
Yes.
You have to get permission from your bosses and that kind of thing. Lalo na pag if you are a government employee, daming kuskus balong pagkay government employee.
That's right. Ano pa, may mga tanong dyan, bakit ka ano? Bakit ka umalis? That's it, ano? But I think, depende yan sa kategori. Kung minsan kasi, there are, may mga kategori yan yung work to reside, WTR.
Yeah, work to reside.
Work to reside. Kung meron kang job offer dito sa New Zealand, and tinanggap, of course, nagtrabaho ka, tapos may anak ka at asawa ka sa Pilipinas, you will be the primary sponsor or principal sponsor of your husband and your child. But of course, in bago ka dumating dito, no, meron kang yun nga sinabi mo, yung accommodation mo. Kasi I'm talking from experience. When my sister Joy came over here to New Zealand, tinawagan ako ng
immigration.
Actually, from China pa yung tumawag sa akin na are you going to support her? Ganon. Sinabi ko naman, of course. Ayun. So, that is one factor na nakapag padali sa kanilang mag-migrate dito.
So, just on that note also, ano, yung mga experience natin, matagal na yun, ano. So, of course, over time, policies has changed. So,
yes,
kaya
right.
Importante talaga po, kayong nakikinig, dumating kayo sa Tuesday, doon po kayo, kasi talagang Ministry of Immigration po ang pwede nyong, you know, tatanungin sa lahat ng mga doubts nyo about immigration on that night. So, ano ang uli yun, Tita Verge? Saan nga uli yun? Sa
7
Friendship?
PM sa New Zealand Friendship House.
New Zealand.
Sa New Lynn.
Anong address niyan?
Halos katapat lang po yan ng police station sa New Lynn.
Yeah. Yung address po is 3069 Great North Road in New Lynn.
3069. Alam mo, hinahanap ko yan Hindi ko mahanap.
Nasa loob siya. You have to get
to
in.
To go right inside. Yeah. Ano yan siya? Ano bang alley yan? May alley dyan eh, napapasok.
May alley.
Is that between, used to be cash converters or hindi?
Hindi ko matandaan. Directly opposite ng
police station. Kasi may alley yan doon. Kasi sabi ko, saan ba itong Friendship?
Sa likod. Nasa bandang likod yan.
Ayan.
If you are facing, coming from Great North Road, Avondale, papuntang New Lynn, police station is on the left-hand
side. On the left,
yeah. Nasa right siya.
Yes, that's right. But if you're coming from the other side, obviously, the other way around. Yes, so yeah, mag-ingat lang po tayo. Kasi ang habit pa naman natin is we always ask people for advice. Ano, kung ano bang gagawin ko, ganun. It's okay to talk about it, but really, if you want to know the real answers, you have to really either call immigration yourself or go into this public meeting. Kasi yan lang po dapat ang paniniwalaan nyo, honestly. Yes.
Kasi kung yung mga word of mouth lang, lalo na yung di naman talagang experienced O kung mayroon mang experience ay limited to their own experience.
That's correct. Every individual case is
benchmark
different. Yes, of course. You can't paint everything on one brush. Ayan. Sabi nila. Case-to-case basis, di ba, Manina? Yeah. Si Manina dapat nagsasalita dito, Tita Virg. Bakit tayong tatlo ang ano? Ang dami natin sinasabi, ah. Tayo bang immigration dito? Ayan.
Anong maidadagdag mo, Manina? Please.
Maidadagdag ko. Actually, invitation nga ho sa lahat na umattend sila. And like what I said earlier, we're actually gathering questions from a few people through social media. And sa ngayon, meron na akong ilang mga tanong na nire-reserve ako for the you know, the immigration
the
minister. So, examples of that would be yung nabanggit nyo nga kanina na nagbago na naman ang policy ng immigration.
Every time.
Every time, actually, dynamic. Every 6 months.
The government policies is very dynamic, yes.
Hindi na nga ako makasunod eh. Kasi parang, for example, at this moment, siguro meron silang list of essential skills. Tapos after a few months, wala na yan.
Wala na, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the questions that we should ask them. What's the rationale behind the, you know, the frequent changes in the immigration policies itself?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I think marami din tayong mga kababayang mga kabataan, in their 20s actually, or even probably teenagers yung iba, who come here on a student visa. And I think they do have a lot of issues too.
Lalo na yun.
Kasi we know very well that they can actually work here while, you know, while studying at the same time. But then, again, with the changes, doon sa hanggang kailan sila pwedeng magtrabaho or at the same time, kung pwede ba silang mag-apply for a residence visa given that they have studied here as international students and they have had a job.
Yes. So training is here anyways.
Yeah, so those are some of the questions that I need, I think needs to be answered there as well during
that
public meeting. Maraming iba't ibang mga kaso ang mga kababayan natin na would be very interesting.
And of course, a lot of kababayan natin na dumating dito with a false promise of a job, pagdating dito wala.
Oh yes, that's another story. Yeah.
That's a big one, huh? That's a big one.
Yes, diba, so, meron mga sa newspaper, sa Herald, ano? I've read like a couple of them na yun nga, and na-promise sila ng ganito, but wala silang trabaho. And yung mga fans nila, they run out of fans. Ba?
Yes.
It's so heartening to, ano,
that's
to,
correct,
to see our fellow kababayans na naging ganun, ano?
Ako ang itatanong ko is ang policing. Paano mapuprotektahan ang ating mga kababayang nagpunta rito as students having student visa to allow them to stay and study here, na pag doon sa atin ang pangako eh bibigyan ng accommodation, pagdating naman dito na binigyan nga ng accommodation pero pagkamahal naman.
Pinababayan silang mahal.
Oo.
I think, I don't know, how do you police that? I don't know.
Yes. Yan yung mga nababasa natin sa newspaper, or sa, you know, news articles na halimbawa yung mga construction workers na gina-jam-pack sila in one small room.
Parang sardinas.
Yes. Yeah, yung tipong anim sila sa...
isang kwarto.
Yeah, isang kwarto.
Na dapat sana eh, pang isang tao lang yun.
That's absolutely right.
And of course, that's a violation of the laws here, specifically. Ano yan eh,
health and safety na yan. Yeah. Health and safety,
which is a big thing.
It's a huge thing. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Kasi, and tapos, iniisip mo pa, 3-bedroom house with 1 bathroom, 1 toilet, and then you have 6 in one room. Mm. Now, that is a health and safety issue straight away. Mm.
Yeah, that's true. I think siguro pwede rin tayo manawagan dun sa ilang mga kababayan natin who do that. Isipin din nila yung kalagayan
ng ating mga kababayan
natin who came here na medyo hindi pa masyadong marunong sa kalakaran dito. Tapos, ang nangyayari, pinagsistay nila sa isang maliit na kwarto. Eh, alam naman nating lahat na nandito na hindi tama yung ganung gawain. So, siguro conscience. Alam niya, it's a matter of conscience as to whether they will be doing that or not.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, we can't put it all onto the government to police these things, no? We as a person should be taking it on ourselves to speak out. Speak out. The only thing, the problem though, is catch 22 with these migrants, because if they speak out, they're going to lose their accommodation, they're going to lose a lot of things, right? Or they're going to be blacklisted with whoever hired them, say agency. So that's why they would rather keep it to themselves. And of course, may mga threats din siguro sa mga pinag tinirhan nila na, you know, if you say something, you'll be out of here. And so saan naman sila pupunta? So catch 22 talaga sa kanila, which is kawawa.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And of course, yung mga pamilya nila back home, umaasa sa kanila, no? Mm. If that things that thing happens to them, wala silang
Diba? No one to fall back into.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially yung mga lupa. Nakasanda ang lupa.
Oh, saka especially meron silang term dito. Mm. They are not permanent residents or whatever. Mm. Meron silang contractual basis lang sila.
Yeah.
So they have to make the most of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially
totoo,
nga yung sinabi mo, kung nakasanda yung lupa or whatever, yung pamasahin nila dito or yung agent na babayaran pa nila.
Naka 5-6 yun dun.
That's right.
Yeah, and also, didn't I hear some time ago na wala nang bayad ang visitor's visa?
Ano lang, up to 59 days, yun ang walang bayad.
Okay, yeah, yun na nga.
As visitor's visa, 59 days walang bayad. Libre
yes,
yun.
That's right.
Yeah, but more often they would stay beyond
3 months.
So,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Continuing?
Yeah. Meron ka pang idadagdag mo, Nina?
hindi, actually binabasa ko lang yung mga statistics. I think i-add ko rin yung kalagayan ng mga nurses kung
yes please. Okay, yes please.
Yeah, so you know very well na ang mga Filipino nurses dito sa New Zealand, dumadami na po kami. There's more than 4,000 of us here. That's 8% of the workforce here in New Zealand.
Wow.
But the thing there is karamihan doon sa mga pupunta dito ng mga Pilipino, hindi agad sila nakakapag-competency assessment. Mm-hmm. So, with that, some of them are actually working here as healthcare assistants, for example, or, you know, as caregivers. Mm-hmm. Although this is probably an issue in relation to the Nursing Council, but I think pwede rin sigurong makialam, in a sense, yung immigration minister. Mm-hmm. The reason being, you know, itong halimbawa, yung mga nurses sa Pilipinas na pumunta dito, nag-aral ng healthcare management, for example, tapos naging HCA, pag natapos na nila yung 2-year work visa nila, will they be allowed to stay here or not? Question mark yan eh. Mm-hmm. And I think ang isang pwede naming matanong sa minister would be ano yung plano niya sa sa workforce na to. The reason why I'm asking that is because alam naman natin na kailangan ng New Zealand ng libo-libong nurses of the aging
shortage.
Because of the aging population and also the aging nursing workforce itself. Aging. So with that yes, aging. So with that, lahat tayo aging. Yeah, so with that, ano yung pwede nilang magawa para ma-retain yung mga taong to na pumunta dito para magtrabaho, mag-aral din about what's happening in New Zealand. And you know, probably they only need a few more steps para maging practicing nurses
absolutely
later on. So,
yeah,
so that's another thing that we want to ask. I remember I attended another forum before. May mga Pilipino doon who happened to be midwives as well. And they were saying na at that time yung isang speaker, ang sabi niya may midwifery crisis din dito, so they lack midwives as well. And I guess that's another thing na pwedeng i-explore, yung tipong may nurse dito at may capability, actually may license din as a midwife, ano ba yung pwedeng gawin sa workforce such that those who are actually holding these types of licenses can also go into a different field, which is, for example, from nursing to midwifery. In that sense, pwede niyang i-address yung pangangailangan ng New Zealand for such types of workforce.
Absolutely. Not to mention how we are prime workers. Filipinos are prime workers, actually. We are very good and we have a very excellent work ethic, you know, mga Filipinos. So nakapanghihinayang ba kung babalik o uwi itong mga Filipino nurses? Because they obviously are very good at what they do, you know, and we need those type of
people,
nurses, workforce, you know. So dapat lang dito na sila. That's a really good question, huh, Manina? We should really get a plan on that one.
Yeah, hopefully. Magkaroon ng
dapat
action.
Dapat nasa, ano yan eh. Hindi 5-year plan yan, ha? Within a few months.
50-year plan.
Eh, dapat sila nakastay na dito. Ayan. So, tayo ba'y magdadako sa news natin, Tita Verge? Wala tayong oras.
Mayroon pa naman konti.
Meron pang konti? Mm-hmm. Maiksi lang naman ang news
Maiksi
natin, Ate Jo, no?
Oh, ah,
sige.
Mm-hmm.
Sige.
Oh, okay.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. House to look into Pantawid Pamilyang Pilipino Program irregularities. The House of Representatives will look into irregularities unearthed by the Commission on Audit or COA in the implementation of the Pantawid Pamilyang Pilipino Program or 4Ps. Representative Bernadette Herrera D. of Bagong Generasyon, party list and chairperson of the Committee on Women and Gender Equality, urged the Department of Social Welfare and Development, or DSWD, to conduct its own inquiry. I will give the DSWD time to conduct its probe. If after some reasonable time I'm not satisfied with the results, the DSWD can expect a full-scale congressional investigation. The COA, or the Commission on Audit, reported that there were funds amounting to 10.7 billion pesos that the DSWD could not account for, and claimed financial assistance totaling to 5.4 billion pesos, 1.3 billion pesos of which was not withdrawn, and 1.2 billion in 1.89 million accounts with outstanding balances. They said there is something suspicious in the inability of the DSWD to liquidate billions in 4Ps assistance and the failure of millions of beneficiary families to get their money in their ATM accounts in Land Bank of the Philippines where it is deposited. They said 18.6 billion pesos in unused and unaccounted for money, or even a significant chunk of that, if found to be part of a systematic scheme to try to siphon away government funds, would be plunder. Every person, whether inside or outside DSWD, who is part of any scheme to steal 4Ps funds must be dealt with to the fullest extent of our criminal and civil laws, she said. They also urged acting DSWD Secretary Virginia Orogo to immediately remove from the list of 4Ps beneficiaries those who did not withdraw the assistance they are supposed to receive. She said it is possible millions of ATM account holders are ghost beneficiaries who are slowly withdrawing the funds. A syndicate that has access to the DSWD 4Ps database, systems, and procedures could be behind this anomaly, they said. She said the accounts with unused balances should be frozen and the funds should be returned to the National Treasury.
Dapat.
Eh, ano ito eh? Kadatungan eh. Kaya...
Saan kayong pirang yan? Kawawa yeah, naman yung mga dapat makabenefit dyan. Mm-hmm. Ayan.
At narito po naman, pampagana, meron tayong Pinoy Showbiz News.
Wow!
Hollywood actor says Chris Aquino is real crazy rich Asian. Australian Hollywood actor Chris Peng said his co-star in the film Crazy Rich Asians, Chris Aquino, is the real crazy rich Asian. Chris, who plays Colin Coe in Warner Brothers' Crazy Rich Asians, made the remark when asked of his impression of Chris in an interview with Filipino online magazine Preview. The actor shared that he was reading all the news when it came out and saw that everyone in the Philippines was so excited about Chris being in the film. When I met her, I didn't know, so I was kind of confused because she came with 18 assistants. I was like, who is this person? Probably that they were part part of the set. Like some character had all those these helpers and assistants, which kind of made sense. But no, those were her actual personal assistants, said Chris. Obviously, I know who she is now. She is the real crazy rich Asian. All of us were acting and trying to dig deep into this life that we didn't know, but she was just playing herself, he added, describing the queen of all media. Asked about Chris's role in the film adaptation of the best-selling book of Kevin Kwan, Chris refused to disclose, but shared that her character is one of those who would attend the wedding. I'm not sure how much I'm supposed to say, but she's in there for sure. I think the people who've read the book might know what character she's playing, but I don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't, so I'll keep it fresh, Chris said. In a report by Filipino Star Ngayon, Chris reacted to the Asian actor's interview. Chris said 8 staff members tagged along with her, which include her makeup artist, hair stylist, and fashion stylists, among others. The queen of all media said Chris might have thought it was her staff who visited her, citing that the PNG team based in Singapore also came during the shoot to bring her flowers. Chris is an endorser of a detergent brand produced by the company. The Filipino actress added that friends of her finance manager, Nico Falsis, also visited along with her endorsement bosses at Unilever and General Mills. Yun naman pala.
Yun naman pala. Hindi pala
18.
Eight lang. Hindi 18.
Lucky 8.
Yeah. Tayo nga, walang isa.
Ay, ayan.
Make upin mo sarili mo.
Yes. Pick up ka dyan.
Mahala ka dyan.
Ayan.
Malapit na naman palang matapos ang isang oras namin pakikipagniig sa inyo. Kaya't kami po ay muling nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari. At ito po ang ating mga sponsors, walang iba kung hindi ang Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang mga sponsors. Siyempre pa po, nagpapasalamat tayo sa ating bisita, Monina Hernandez. Siya po ang kaisa-isang direktor ng New Zealand Nurses Association na Pilipina.
Yay!
So, enjoy po natin ito.
Congratulations!
Salamat po.
And ito po ay napaka aktibo na i-promote ang mga katayuan, mga suliranin, at kung ano pang mga issue na nakakaapekto sa kanyang mga kapwa Filipino nurses dito sa New Zealand. Kaya samahan po natin ito pag siya ay mayroong event, dahil marami po tayong matututunan dito.
Yes.
Salamat po sa pag-impita sa akin.
Yes.
At syempre pa po inuulit namin, mag-attend tayong lahat sa immigration public meeting sa Tuesday, 21st August. 7 o'clock po yan sa New Zealand Friendship House, number 3069.
Apa, Green, Great North Road.
Ayan.
North Road, New Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Opposite lang po yun ng police station. And makakapagtanong po kayo ng gusto ninyong itanong tungkol sa immigration na nakakaapekto hindi lang sa inyong pamilya, kundi sa inyong mga kaibigan din at sa ating mga Pilipino.
Yes, mm-hmm. Ayan.
Oh yes, again, maraming salamat po sa pag-imbita sa akin at pag-announce po na kung sakaling meron pong mga iba pang activities in relation to, syempre, sa ating mga migrant Filipinos here, sana po yung mga kababayan natin would attend those. Hindi lang po ito yung magiging public meeting in regards to immigration issues. Of course, marami pa pong iba, and we will be announcing them. So hopefully, Filipinos would be able to attend sessions, and they would ask pertinent questions or relevant questions to their situation. Thank you.
Keep us in the loop, hi Manina, about the other schedules coming up.
Yes.
Apo.
Big birthday mo. Birthday greeting mo. You still have 5 minutes.
Meron pa 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Meron pang 5 minutes, okay.
Advance, hala.
Birthday.
Sino nga bang nagbe-birthday ngayon? Meron ka?
Yung lahat.
birthday ko sa 25.
Ah, very good. Okay.
Happy birthday sa iyo in advance.
Ayan, happy birthday mo, Nina, in advance. 25 is 21. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 is a Saturday.
Oh, a Saturday. Oo. So, sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng Kandilamang Karawan ngayon, mula po sa Samut Sari, maligayang bati po. At siyempre, binabati natin ng maligayang kaarawan. Sa Sabado, si Monina, itong ating napakagandang bisita ngayon.
Yes.
Sa studio.
Maraming salamat po. Imbitado kayo sa party.
Yes, that's good. Happy birthday kay Daday Norman on Monday. Daday Norman, happy birthday
tomorrow.
Ng Daday. Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, Daday, happy
20,
birthday.
Yes. And of course, my friend Arlene Elentores in San Carlos, Philippines. Happy birthday. And of course, sa lahat ng mga nagbe-birthday ngayon or nagdiriwang ng kahit anumang okasyon ang pinagdiriwang nyo, either you're celebrating your divorce or your marriage, you celebrate it because it's another chapter of your life. You should be happy. Ayan, ako si Manang Trini. And maraming salamat sa inyong kanunay nga pagpaminaw sa atong radyo.
Dito naman po si Ate Jo. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
At sa inyo pong lahat na nakikinig dito sa Samut Sari, ngayon at kailanman, kayo pa rin.
Kayo pa rin. Ayan.
Ate Lolit.
Siyempre, Ate Lolit, kumusta ka dyan?
Yes, and of course, thank you Susan Shadwick for always listening and tuning in to our program. Ayan po, mag-zumba tayo tomorrow on Wednesday, Takapuna, St. Joseph Center.
At binabati ko nga pala ang aking pamangkin na si Doktora Gray Ferrer Garland. Mayroon na rin siyang trabaho.
Yes.
Sa medical field.
Congrats.
Walang iba kung hindi sa aking kaibigan, si Dr. L.V. Anderson.
Ayan, congratulations.
Maraming salamat, Dr. L.V. Anderson, sa iyong pagtulong sa ating mga kababayan.
Yes, there you go. Bye-bye. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Basta magpakatotoo. Oh, oh. Kapay at pagmamahal ang hanap mo, magbibigay ng halaga sa'yo. Nais mong ipakilala kung sino kang ipakilala ang iyong sarili para kung sa'yo'y mangyayari.